This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
We're guest-free today, so that means plenty of room for you. 312-332-3776. We polled the question, should Rick Hahn be interested in acquiring Javi Baez? It's almost split 50-50. A lot of votes on it. You can vote on my Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie. Don't forget, we're out and about on Friday once again. Check us out at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville. It's our first live show event that we've had in a year and a half. Want to see all the Waddle and Sylvie fans out. It's Friday in the summer. It's going to be glorious.
Sylvie's going to eat 50 wings.
I'm not going to eat 50. I'm going to enjoy wings. We'll see how many I can eat or will eat. And it's all brought to you by Miller Time. 909 East Ogden Avenue. And I'm told, too, not only do we have those White Sox tickets to give away there, but this cooler isn't just your average Miller Lite cooler. It's a Miller Lite Bears cooler.
Nice.
So I saw that.
Any swag in that thing, do we know?
I don't know that. No. Okay. No.
Maybe we can throw
Are you going to throw some swag in there? What would you like to throw in
there? Whatever I can throw in there. I'll check my car.
All right. Waddle's going to look for swag in his car. We're going to be eating wings, talking sports, and having a great time with Miller Lite. Join us, Ice Cold Miller Lite, and see us at Crosstown Pub and Grill on Friday.
And again, the boss will be spinning the dials.
Yes. So come and impress our boss.
Yeah.
And then, like, four people show up. He's like, where is everybody?
Somebody's already sweating.
312-332-3776. I want to play you some Adam Schefter. This is from the Chris Collinsworth podcast. Everyone seems, not everyone, but I think most people I've heard recently believe that Aaron Rodgers is just going to give in. That he's got no options, and he's just going to eventually return to Packers camp. And Schefter is still saying not so fast on that. So listen to what Schefty is saying about Aaron Rodgers and when he may or may not show up at Packers camp.
We also continue to wait for an answer from one Aaron Rodgers, who very easily could have dismissed all the speculation that's going on around him with a simple statement of, I'll see you at training camp, or I'll be there on opening day. And instead, we haven't gotten that. Because the fact of the matter is, the truth is, he doesn't want to be in Green Bay. He hasn't planned to be back in Green Bay. Now we'll see whether the Packers and him can come up with some sort of compromise that can lure him back there. But I don't believe, and I think Aaron Rodgers knows this, that he wants to be back there, nor plans to be back there at this time. He just hasn't come out and said it. Look, the fact of the matter is he loves his coaches. He loves his teammates. He loves many of the people that he's worked with, but not everybody. And so this obviously continues to set up as the storyline of the summer. We'll see how the Packers handle it. But the one thing I feel very comfortable and confident in saying is Aaron Rodgers does not want to play there anymore. The question is whether they can convince him to do it. And I don't know how that is going to work out.
So that was so a lot of people believe he'll just show up.
I don't think he'll show up on time. I don't. I saw Get Up today, and I saw a lot of guys talking about this. I think the consensus, I think you're right, that the majority of people have come to the conclusion, and I'm one of them, that he'll either play for the Packers this year or he won't play. I don't think the Packers will budge. I think the Packers have been telling you as often as they can that the fan base is behind them and not behind Aaron. I don't think it's a good policy to continue to make those statements. You always hear Schefty say, and everyone says he loves his coaches, he loves his teammates. So if he has to play in Green Bay one more year, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for him. He doesn't like the GM, obviously. But if you like your coaches and your teammates, those are the people you interact with most. There's like 20, I saw Darlington, you know, kind of listed out today. I believe there's like $22 million at stake for him this year. He's 37, he'll be 38 during the year. Again, I've thought for the last couple of months, what will happen is He'll reluctantly come back. I don't know if he'll be there week one or week two. My thought would be that he would be, or he'll at least be there whenever he has to before the league rules kick in and something weird happens. I don't know the specifics of that. I think he will play for the Packers this year, and I think they will come to terms on an agreement that this will be the last year. And they'll either void his last few years of his contract, if that's something they can do legally, or they'll make an agreement with him that they'll trade him after the 2021
season. To the destination
season.
That he wants.
Yes.
That a list of teams.
I would think what he would want to be is a free agent at the end of this year. So I don't know exactly what his contract states, but if he could get to the point after the 2021 season, if he plays for Green Bay, that he is a complete and total unrestricted free agent, I would think that would be his optimal situation.
Where they would say, we'll just cut you?
Yes.
But then we don't, so we get one more year in exchange for not getting any compensation for you. Would that be a good move for the Pack?
Like right now, I don't believe they're willing to give in, and I don't think it's great for them financially to trade him. I believe that there is a financial bill that will come due.
I can't wait to see how this plays out. So Schefter remains pretty firm that he doesn't want to come back, and he has no plans to come back at this time, is what he keeps saying. So then Schefty and Collinsworth do something that we do. They role-played. Okay. They role-played on how this divorce could possibly happen still and how Aaron Rodgers would work it.
I think Aaron Rodgers has been passive-aggressive about this whole thing. If he wants out of there, which I think he does, I think he's got to get some mud on his hands. And I think he's got to come out and say something to this effect. I love my coaches. I love my teammates. They're incredibly important. I love the fans. And I loved playing in Green Bay. But that time for me is over. I'm moving on in my life. I'm getting married. And I am not going to be returning to Green Bay as much as that organization and those people have meant to me.
Okay, and then here's my press conference if I'm Mark Murphy or Brian Gutekunst. Aaron Rodgers has been a fantastic player for us. He's won us a Super Bowl. We love him here in Green Bay. We will always love him, and we wish him well in his retirement. Goodbye.
Now Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, okay, that's even trade me. I want to be traded.
No, we're not trading. Okay. You're playing for the Green Bay Packers. You're playing for nobody. You're under contract.
No problem, Mr. Murphy. I'm going to go host Jeopardy. Thank you for squatting on me and not getting back three first-round draft picks and various players to help your own team.
We signed you to a long-term contract. You knew what you were signing. We knew what you were signing. We want you to play here. We don't want to play against you. If you choose to retire, that's your choice.
Because you want to show me who's boss, you're not going to improve the Green Bay Packers because you want to wish me luck in retirement. Okay, good luck with that, Mr. Murphy, as your team is flailing behind Jordan Love playing quarterback.
That's how
I love it. That's great.
Chris Collinsworth, his podcast with Adam Schefter.
And I think that Collinsworth nailed the Packers' perspective. It's just a matter of whether or not Aaron Rodgers, as Schefty said, wants to get a little mud on his hands at this point.
Right. Because Rodgers doesn't have that perfect scenario. He's not 30. He doesn't have 8 years
left. Clock is ticking.
I know a lot of people look at Brady and they say, he's 43 years old and he just won a Super Bowl. He's shown us that it's not so impossible anymore. But that is far from typical. And so many quarterbacks have it just lost it in that 1 year. Peyton Manning, in a matter of a couple of years, went from like a 50 touchdown season to not being able to throw the football. There's no guarantee. Like if Aaron Rodgers sits out his year 38 or whatever this is season, that he could still, after a year off, come back at in his late 30s and still be good for a new team or be great. You know what I mean?
There are more questions attached to his ability to play at a later date than Brady. Obviously, Brady could end up being an anomaly. But look, we saw Drew Brees play till he was 40, but then Father Time got the best of him.
Who's got more at stake? Is it Aaron Rodgers coming off an MVP season and he's late in his 30s and nothing is guaranteed age-wise to play this year? Or is it the Green Bay Packers that if they, quote, play hardball, he walks away and they gain nothing and they get no compensation?
Who's got more at stake here?
Who's got more to lose? Who's got, you know, like something in that realm?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers' pick a team goes to the Broncos, are they good?
Yes.
that first round pick's late first round, right? I mean, so it's going to be a later pick. It's not going to be a top pick, but Aaron Rodgers was picked late. I mean, you could go back and forth with this. I just don't think they're going to consent to Aaron. I think the Green Bay Packers, more than other teams, for whatever reason, they feel like they're not going to set a precedent. We signed you, like Collinsworth said, we signed you to a contract. We paid you. We're willing to pay you more. We're willing to actually negotiate with you now to make you a free agent at the end of the 2021 season, or to trade you to somewhere that you want to go after this year. But right now, it's in our best interest. You give us the best chance to win. And financially, with the salary cap is the way it is, we don't want to take the hit for having to trade you. So it's either you play for us or enjoy your retirement. I don't think the Packers are going to budge.
And the thing that the Packers do have, I've been wanting Aaron Rodgers to not play, and I'm hoping that he still gets traded. But the one thing that the Packers have working for them is they have a limited amount of teams to trade him to right now, that everyone's roster is pretty much set. They could wait a year and still get, you know, and call his bluff to try to get him to play this year.
Like, you, if Aaron wants to sit out this year, then what does Aaron say next year?
Right.
Well, then you still own his rights.
You could still say, we've been down this road. We don't want to go down this road anymore. We're going to trade you, and we're still going to get a lot for you, but you've now lost a year of your career because you didn't come back.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting.
Where's your money now, though, if you have to bet?
He's not playing for them again, because he doesn't mind divorce. He doesn't mind walking away from family. He doesn't mind walking away from people who are really, really important for his principal.
But he loves football.
I know, but who's to say he didn't love his parents and his brother?
He obviously loves football more than his family.
We'll find out, won't we? 312-332-3776. How do you guys think this is going to play out? And as Bears fans, we're all interested. Also, every single day, while the Aaron Rodgers story is being talked about, there is one story in the NFL that I believe is even more intriguing that no one is mentioning just a week or two away from training camp. Take a guess what that is. I'll share it with you next.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Can't wait. I know it's like a month away. I think today's 1 month away from the Bears' first preseason game.
Wow.
Fantasy football convention tickets go on sale on Monday. So I set your alert.
We're actually going to see Bears, their top line players playing a little bit in the preseason, aren't we? Isn't that what we've been told?
The Bears? Yeah. Like, they won't sit it out like they did 2 years ago. Nagy's plan was to play everyone last year, but they didn't have. Remember, last year there was no preseason.
That's right.
Save the date for the Fantasy Football Convention and Championship. It's our 16th annual one. It's going to be at the fantastic location of 115 Bourbon Street, and it's presented by Miller Lite. It's going to be great, with some tweaks and some improvements. You'll be able to buy tickets on Monday at ESPNChicagoFFC.com. That's ESPNChicagoFFC.com. Tickets are $20. It's going to be well worth it. It's also brought to you by PropSwap, Hooters, and 3Chi.
So Mitch will be in town as well. Maybe he'll stop by after the game.
Well, we're going to be watching the game. So, like, usually all these the presentations from Field Yates, Carm, and Mike North are going to have a gambling seminar.
What are you and I doing?
I think we're going to be there for the fun.
Dunk tank? Let's do a dunk tank.
No dunk tank. We've been there and we've done that.
Those are fun.
We did that years ago in Indiana, where I had to be in the dunk tank.
Remember when we kicked field goals
right?
I pulled my hamstring doing that.
Yeah. You pull your hamstring quite often. You know, there's been talk, there's been whispers, we may record a Crosstalk Unhinged with Carmen and Yurko, you and me, in like a separate room or on the main stage at the end of everything. And then at noon, during lunch, right before everyone drafts, remember, you're put for $20, you're also put in a league with some prizes and things. At noon, the Bears game starts, yes. I believe.
I think Mitch
is going to play a lot, isn't he? Are we going to see Mitch against Fields?
I hope Mitch throws for 250 yards and three touchdowns.
I hope Justin Fields throws for 250 yards and three touchdowns.
I hope they have a shootout, the two of them. I just think it'll be fun for the following week just talking to it. You know, the truthers will come out in mass.
How many Trubisky jerseys will be at the fantasy football convention?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say four.
Okay.
Over under four and a half Mitch jerseys at the convention.
Those old jerseys, did you see when I was at the Cubs game on Friday? I tweeted two guys are sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
One guy had a Nomar jersey, Cubs Nomar 04 jersey, and the other guy had a Jorge Soler jersey. It was Nomar with Jorge.
It's the sale rack.
It's incredible. So, Fantasy Football Convention and Championship.
What are you doing?
Save the date for August 21st.
Yeah, over or under four and a half Mitch jerseys?
Under.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're in storage right now. I think people put it in the back of the closet.
Yeah, but Mitch will be in town.
Yeah,
playing.
That's true.
Over under four and a half Mitch jerseys for the game, fellas, at the Fantasy Football Convention.
It'll be over. People are like, it's funny. He sucks.
I feel like if
I'm
we tell
jersey,
now that it's yeah. out there, be like, hey, wear your Trubisky jerseys. Let's do this.
You guys are giving Mitch way too much credit to assume that he's the backup and he's just going to be playing.
Well, who else do they have in Buffalo?
You think it won't be a fight between the third stringer and Mitch?
Well, they're going to
make it
see
interesting.
Him. Josh Allen's not going to play long.
It's not between Mitch and Allen. I'm saying Mitch and the third stringer. You guys are assuming that he's going to just outright win that.
But Jake Fromm, to win it, he's still going
to have to play.
Wasn't Jake Fromm on that team last year?
Yes. Yeah. Jake Fromm and Davis Webb are their third and fourth string quarterbacks.
I think we're
going to
get a half of Mitch.
Webb was drafted win 2 years ago?
Yes. I will say Mitch gets at least two quarters of football.
Well, are they how long are they playing Allen?
Let me ask you a question.
Is he the second string or is he the third string?
I don't even know, but here's
Do you think
they even bring Mitch in and give him anything if in fact they felt Jake Fromm was the guy that was going to step in if Josh Allen goes down? I don't.
Even if Fromm beats him out, they're going to have to play Mitch to find that out in the preseason. And I think we're going to get a ton of Fields. Aren't we going to get a ton of Fields?
Are they going to play
a lot of Andy Dalton in
these preseason
games?
Remember, there's only three preseason games this year.
I know.
I still think Mitch is getting 30 minutes. 30 minutes of football.
Okay. You're going to get a lot of Fields in the third preseason game.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting because the third preseason game used to be the big one, but it's now the last one.
Yeah.
So do you work your way up to the second one? And does the second one, is that when the starters play the most and then they don't play much in the third?
I would imagine that the second one becomes the all-important second.
How pissed are you going to be when Nick Foles is the backup quarterback as the season begins?
Well, if he's not ready, he's not ready.
I get it. I'm just saying,
I just want him to be great in the long term. I'm not in a rush if he's not ready. If he's ready and they are artificially, if they artificially suppress him, then
they've already told you, that they are going to suppress him, whether it's artificial or it's necessary.
And that's why I don't like it. Even though there may not be a really good shot to him to win it at camp, just give him the opportunity. Now, others think that eases the pressure, that there's not a timeline, not like this hurry up and be ready for opener because you got to start. And he could ease into it.
On my Bears depth chart, Fields is listed as number two with Nick Foles as number three.
Yeah, and they're going to probably try and get rid of Foles if there's a quarterback injury. So back to what I was saying before. Tell me, guys, I think I know why we're not hearing much about this, but I believe it's a bigger story than even Rodgers. We're getting nothing about it. It's the Deshaun Watson story. So remember the way the offseason began. The offseason began with Houston really, really wanting Deshaun Watson. Please, please, please play for us. I hate you guys. I don't want to play for you. I'm out. I am never playing for you again. Then we find out he likes himself some Instagram massages and inappropriate actions and lawsuits and everything like that. And now he could be suspended by the league. And now, will he want to play for Houston? Because No one's going to trade for him. And will he be available to play for Houston? And does Houston still want him, considering all the details of the lawsuits? Now he'll have his day, and he could still fight it. But now has Houston soured on him?
Well, I think, first of all, the biggest question to me is what is the league going to do?
Right.
Because the league will supersede whatever Deshaun or the Texans want.
And now, because of this, will he want to play for Houston? Something that he hasn't wanted to do, but now he may not have a choice because of all this that's out there.
Depending on how this all unfolds, like right now, he's not tradable. So he can be upset with the Houston Texans all he wants. There's no market for him, and that's on him.
So does that mean he has to play for Houston allowed to?
Yes, if the league allows him to play, or he's allowed to play after serving some sort of suspension. And I'm with you. I mean, I don't even know what the status is with regard to what the league, how the league feels about this situation.
There have been no reports as to what could possibly happen here. There have been no reports because there are so many ways this can go. Does Deshaun Watson still not want to play for the Houston Texans despite all this legal trouble? With all the legal trouble, will the league suspend him? Will he be allowed to even go to camp? Does Houston want him on his on their team, considering all the stuff out there? I don't know how this is going to go with Deshaun Watson.
My guess is, I mean, in a perfect world, the Texans, this thing resolves itself, and he is still there. I mean, when you look at this through the prism of just football, he's still a difference-making quarterback. He is a great player.
Top five quarterback.
Yes. So my guess, from the Texans' perspective, my guess is their hope is that this thing clears up, that it's palatable for them to maintain the relationship with him, and he is their starting quarterback. But I think you're 100% right. I think the eerie silence surrounding this entire situation is really weird, odd, and I agree with you. I think this is as big a story heading into the season as anything.
Because remember all the turnover there. Lovey's the defensive coordinator there now.
And
they have a new coach, Nick Caserio's the new general manager. He originally was like, we want him, we want him, we want him. Then this came out, and now they haven't really said on if they still want him. Do they want him to play for their team, considering all this?
I've got an article here on ESPN dated back in June that he had not shown up for any voluntary organized activities.
Right.
And that he was telling friends that he wanted to play in other places.
That's what
still.
I'm saying. Like, still, so
but that's
he's got
the
all
last
this legal problem and a league investigating. And is he still going to play the card that, hey, I won't play for Houston on top of all this? I don't, like, that's why. And we haven't heard any leaks, any details, what's going to happen. So I think that is such a weird story to follow.
His current situation, he's lost his leverage, obviously. That goes without saying. What the NFL
and Houston lost their leverage.
In terms of trading him.
Because if they would have given in, they could have got a boatload at the beginning of the free agency period.
Yes, you're right about that. I believe still, like, whatever you get in return is not going to equal how good he is as a quarterback. I think in their ideal world, Deshaun Watson is their quarterback for the foreseeable future. If you're the Texans, you want him as your quarterback. From a pure football perspective.
Can you imagine, remember, the Bears were calling them often. Can you imagine if the Bears, if they would have pulled the trigger, and then all this would have come out, we finally get a top quarterback, and all this stuff comes out?
I'm with you 100%, though, and it gets swept under the rug a little bit in terms of where this ranks in terms of important stories, because it's been so silent.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, this is definitely as big a story as the Aaron Rodgers story.
Also, Scottie Pippen's been in the news for a lot of reasons recently. He is in the news again, and it has to do with his house and how you can have it. And I'm not talking about buying it. You can have it for a day. I'll give you details coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Of whoever runs the Crosstown Naperville Twitter page that where we're going to be on Friday, they're really good. They got a good, whoever's their social media person.
They're not just good at wings.
They just tweeted out during our show, come watch Waddle drink Miller Lite out of his thermos this Friday.
You bet.
That's the way that's clever. Yeah. Waddle's been talking about it. They listen to the show as well.
I'll drink it out of anything.
Yeah.
Well, not anything.
Right. Not the plunger, not the shoe.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So I my first reaction to the news this morning, I read it in a tweet. It was on People Magazine is the first place I saw it. And I don't know if I follow People Magazine. But
I bet you do.
Do you think I do?
Yeah, I bet you do.
So I saw it on People Magazine, and my first reaction was, boy, Scotty really needs his money. I thought this was like another thing. Have you seen, like, not only does he have the book coming out, not only does he have the bourbon, he's got some healthy popcorn that's out,
too. Does he really?
He's selling popcorn now. And then I read this morning that on Airbnb, you can rent his house in Highland Park. His house, if you followed this story, has been up for sale. I believe the listing price in Highland Park is like $1.8 million or somewhere around there. It's got an indoor basketball court. Bleck has commented in the past. It's a little dated with some of the kitchen and different things, but it's still.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the market, you're looking for a multi-million-dollar mansion out in the suburbs, and you kind of look on Zillow and you're doing that whole thing that we all did during the pandemic where you're daydreaming, you're on the couch late at night, you're scrolling through Zillow, and you're looking at all these different properties. It is definitely dated. There's a lot of reno work that you'd have to do.
Shea Pippen needs some work.
You got to redo the kitchen.
It's not
the bathrooms
turnkey.
Bathrooms are dated.
Right. It's not, but it's got good bones.
Big bones.
It's got good bones.
Very nice yard.
Yeah.
It's got a basketball court inside, but there's a lot of work. You're pouring a lot of money into this.
And then I was happy to read that this wasn't, like, I thought he was going to be charging like $1,000 a night to stay in Scottie Pippen's home. Then I read this is just a promotion with Airbnb to promote watching Olympic basketball at his house for $92 for the night. That's it.
Through Airbnb, Pip is opening his home for 3 one-night stays for up to 4 people. August 2nd, 4th, and 6th for $92 per night plus fees and taxes.
That's not a stiff
price.
Now Airbnb probably went to him and they go, Scotty, can we get your house? We'll pay you X amount of money for your house for 3 different nights, and we're going to use this to get a lot of free pub. You know how many times has Airbnb been mentioned now because of the Scottie Pippen story? My buddy Perry just texted me. When are we staying? Well, we grew up huge Bulls super fans. Like, just stalkerish Bulls super
fans. Doesn't Pip have a list of things you're not allowed to do?
Yeah, you can't talk about Tony Kukoc's winning shot. You know, you should not leave a tip for the maid service.
Oh, come on.
Hold on here. Let me reestablish this thing. Let's see here.
Drink everything but 1.8 ounces of everything in his fridge.
Nice.
You know.
Let me play it for you, Sylvie. Here you go. No?
No.
That was a stutter. All right, here it is.
No partying here. I'm the only one allowed to party in this house. No smoking. I'm the only one allowed to smoke here. This is my master bedroom. No shooting baskets from here.
What?
Unless you can make it.
What? I don't want to sleep.
One more thing. No late night noise unless you're cheering for the games. Cheers.
So I'm assuming Scotty he's not currently staying there. It's on the market and he has moved out.
I think he lives in LA now. I think he makes his permanent residence on the West Coast. He is up here every now and then.
How long has the house been on the market? Anybody know? Chris, you seem to know a lot about this from, what did you say, from the pandemic days?
Wasn't it featured on the Tribune's website
recently.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
so that's the reason why. And Sylvie and I were sitting there and I was scrolling through and I was like, man, this house needs a lot of work. Who's paying that for that?
I don't know. Some of the houses up there go for a lot.
Yeah, but that kitchen screams 1994.
It does. So you redo the kitchen. You call Studio 41, you redo the kitchen. But So Scotty says none of and Waddle looked at me and you said you don't want to stay in his master bedroom.
I don't.
Well, did you guys read what you do get? So you get a virtual greeting upon check-in from Pippen himself, access to the home's indoor basketball court where you and your fellow guests can enjoy a friendly game of one-on-one or a round of horse.
Ah, I just tore my Achilles.
The opportunity to lounge in Pippen's personal movie theater and watch the Olympic Games during the first during the days of the stays, including men's and women's basketball. Plus, guests can watch footage from the team's historic 1992 run in Barcelona. You cannot watch The Last Dance. A chance to relax outdoor by the pool, complete with an outdoor television.
See, they got a pool, too?
You can also hold a mini competition of your own in the arcade room or take a breather after hitting the court in the indoor sauna.
How are they going to be able to tell whether or not you have a party? Are there cameras? Well,
you're only allowed four people.
Yeah.
You're allowed four
people.
There's
security.
So you could get lit
dinner
with four people.
Fuel up with Scotty's preferred pregame meals, including fresh fruits and veggies, or his usual dinner before a big game.
Yeah,
steak,
sour
a baked
grapes
potato,
is what you get a bunch of sour grapes for dinner.
And exclusive access to view Olympic Games memorabilia, including items from Team USA's 2020 medal stand collection that guests can take home with them.
This is actually a great deal for
$92. Like it's four guys.
It's four people for $92. You can't even get
a
hotel room.
$25 a guy.
And now here's the issue. It's only three nights they're offering this. This isn't like you can get this any night. You only get the right isn't
the 2nd, the 4th, or the 6th of August.
And then, so when does this go on sale? I'm sure it's going to sell out quickly. Like
July 15th, so tomorrow.
Oh, so tomorrow.
You can request a book to you can view all of the different athletes that are offering their houses. So Scotty's not the only one doing this.
Oh, really?
So you could those open tomorrow. This was like the teaser.
Who else?
It comes out tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow. You can start renting it on July 22nd.
Would you want where do you sleep? Like, would you want to sleep in his bed?
Okay, so no, here's the thing though. Online, when I looked at this on Airbnb, it said the court sleeps four.
So you're supposed to sleep on the court?
So are they just setting up cots on the court?
No,
are they
thanks.
Letting you sleep in the
bed? No, like, what are they doing? Come on. How big a sycophant are you if you're not even allowed to sleep in one of the beds?
I don't think you are, because when I looked at it, I was reading this to you guys earlier. It said the court sleeps four.
It's interesting.
No thanks. But you say that, and I said the same thing.
For $92 to rent a private space to have a party with three of your friends and dinner?
Yeah, I'm sure
that's pretty good.
Yes, and look,
have a pool for the night, you know, and go home then at 11:30 and go sleep in your house. I think
if you rent this, you have to stay
there.
Yeah,
you got to do the sleepover.
Why?
No, you can't go home.
I mean, legally,
you
don't. But why would you do that?
You must sleep at Scotty's house.
Yes.
It says that, so if you're bringing four people, there are two queen beds in a room somewhere.
In the court?
I don't know. It just says two bedroom, two queen beds.
So you gotta double up
Jeez,
for four.
No, not even a king?
Nope, two queens.
Is that Phil's fault, too?
Yeah, if you go and you win this and you don't sleep in your own and you don't sleep at the house, I mean,
would you sleep?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay up all night.
What, you got to watch the Olympics. Do you know about the time difference?
I don't know. I'd hoop all night. You want to play all night?
You're only
play
for a night. No. I'm getting my money's worth.
Let's get hammered and play some hoops.
Yeah.
You get hammered. You're going to fall
asleep.
Carmen
broke his foot from doing
that. No, shooting. Yeah, well, that's on him. Listen, I've played ball trashed on my mind before. I've seen it. I've hit like 73 point shots in a row, hammered.
Slightly
really?
Better drunk.
Yeah.
Slightly better
we
drunk.
We used to ball, hammered. So let's play.
I think you guys want to. Should,
let's go.
Skins, just the two of us.
When this goes on sale, I think we do this. I think we try to get this.
Nuts. Yeah, but no nerds at the slumber party going home.
If we get it, the four of us, I'll stay there. Who are you bunking with?
Are you going to sleep or are you going to stay up?
What are the bunking assignments?
Pitch a tent in the lane on the court.
I'm sleeping if we go.
Yeah, we're playing hoops,
man. It's a waste of time.
We're playing hoops.
When was the last time you stayed awake for 24 straight hours?
Vegas.
Okay, this ain't Vegas.
It's basketball.
It's not Vegas.
Vegas.
Not Vegas. No, it's not.
You can take it. You can take it.
It's definitely basketball. Atlantic City.
Do you think he's got a secret room or anything?
Maybe.
Do you think, like, if you pull on the right
book? Not that you have access to.
Do you think if you pull on the Rodman bat as a wannabe book, like a secret room opens up?
What qualifies as partying as well? Like, how
well,
is
you
he
can't
defined?
Have a party, is what he
There's
said.
There's only four people.
There's four people.
Well, why?
So you can party with the four people.
Let me take you back to Walsh Hall at Boston College, where there was a room of just four of us. And let me tell you, you can party with four people.
All right. 312-332-3776.
You can shower hawk and shower hawk. But that's just to get ready to go out to the bar. You're not going out to the bar if you just rented Pip's house. You guys are staying up all night and playing basketball all night.
Can you imagine that?
Basketball, cards, we're drinking his okay whiskey.
Doing cannonballs into the pool?
Now you're talking. I'll go hang out in the pool. It's August.
What time night does swim? This thing go on sale?
Did you say night swim?
July 22nd.
Yeah, night swims. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, you get it from 3 in the afternoon till 11 in the morning, so the majority of the time is going
to
be in
you
night.
You get to line up like you did in high school, and you get your suit to get into the pool, right?
It's size 28, please.
Pip doesn't have a size 28 for you, mister. He doesn't have that suit.
I love this story.
You have
this
to bring your own.
Scottie Pippen has provided more programming in the last year than he has in the last 10. All right, coming up next, we need a contestant for my wife or radio partner. Let's go call her 25. You get to play. It's old school rules. Waddle will give you the clues. Who said it? Is it his wife or me? It's coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
It's now time for my wife or my radio partner.
Don't worry. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
My wife.
Does this make me look fat? Did you take out the trash?
Or my radio partner.
I look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand what I'm seeing.
It's a little cool today, isn't it? It's a little cool today for golf, isn't it?
My wife or my radio partner.
With Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
That's right. It's every Wednesday and it's brought to you by our great friends at Swift & Sons American Steakhouse. It's located in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. The handsome Rob Katz and handsome Kevin Baim.
There's a whole lot of handsome.
A lot of handsome in the Boca there. Restaurant Group. They have redefined the way the Chicago Steakhouse does things. It's with a modern twist. Their executive chef, Chris Pandel, is absolutely awesome. Their steaks and seafood are awesome. Here's an insider tip. Try the rock shrimp. You're going to love it.
Not just as an appetizer.
Yeah, as a side as well. Yeah. Located in the Fulton Market, and check out Swift & Sons, which is right across from Wrigley Field 2 in Swift & Sons Tavern. So let's get the contestant. It's Kimberly in Naperville. Kimberly, are you going to attend Friday's event at Crosstown?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, let's get a different caller. Yeah.
Let's go. Call on number 26, please. 332-3776. That was decisive.
That was, yeah. No, idiot. I've got better things to do.
Give you guys enough time.
Yeah, right.
Like calling for my wife, a radio partner.
All right, Kimberly, do you know how we play this game?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm going to read you three statements. You've got to decide whether or not my wife made the statement or my radio partner made the misstatement. You have to be correct 2 out of 3 times to get the Swift & Sons gift card, okay?
Okay.
If my wife made the statement, Kimberly, this is what you're going to hear. If my radio partner made the statement, this is what you're going to hear. If I were a boy. All right, let's play this game. You ready?
I'm ready.
Statement number one, Kimberly. You're not staying at Scottie Pippen's home, you weirdo. You're not staying at Scottie Pippen's home, you weirdo.
I would say your wife.
That is correct.
It's
I got a text.
Did she text you that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with
but
you?
Yes, we are.
You're 54 years old. You're not going to slumber party with the guys at Scottie Pippen's house.
I want to continue to talk about this.
If you do, don't come home.
All right.
All right. Good start,
Don't
Kimberly.
You have a house by yourself this weekend?
I do. But this isn't the weekend that Scottie's house is available. Why, are you coming over?
We could throw a party at your house.
It's been done.
How much can we rent out Tom Waddle's house?
You don't even have to rent it out. You just come over and party in it. Like, I don't need your money. You want to come over and party? Just come over and party. All right, Kimberly, good start. Statement number two. Sometimes I undo my zipper and pull it through the front. Sometimes I undo my zipper and pull it through the front.
I would say your radio partner.
You're good.
I got to tell you, I felt shame twice today. One was acknowledging that I threw a party at Phil Vogel's house when his parents and he were out of town. And reading that statement just now, I felt shame as well.
So this is never, I'm the only one who's ever heard of this, that when you tuck your shirt in, if it comes a little too much unbloused, you can't unzip your zipper and then pull the shirt through to get it a little more tucked in. That's just me.
I think that's just you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Kimberly.
I thought that was a cool trick.
You're a winner. You did get the first two, but for you know what's in giggles, the final statement, did you eat asparagus? This whole place reeks. Did you eat asparagus? This whole place reeks.
I would say that your radio partner.
No!
My wife.
Yeah.
It's a stinky pee.
Yeah, she came home from a tennis match. She plays tennis. She's got tennis matches in the morning, then she'll play another one at 6 o'clock
at night.
She's
dedicated. With the new hip, she probably feels like a new athlete.
But sometimes, you know, she leaves my 17-year-old daughter and I to make dinner, and we steamed some asparagus, and it didn't go over well later.
Kimberly, can I ask why you were so quick to say that you're not showing up to our event on Friday since you're in Naperville?
Better things to do.
Better things to do, yes. Sorry.
Take that twice.
All right.
You want to ask again?
Sound like fun, though.
You want to give her? You want to ask her again so you can?
Would you like to show up to Crosstown to see the Waddle and Sylvie show live?
Watch Sylvie have wings all over his face and all over his hand.
We got some White Sox tickets.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. I just went to a game.
See, there you go. You could go to another.
Yeah.
All right, Kimberly. Okay. Enjoy. Thanks. Enjoy. Thanks, Swift Kimberly. And Sons.
Congrats.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
There's Kimberly. She's just here for Swift and Sons.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
At least she's honest.
Yeah,
I prefer people be honest with us.
Yeah. I want to get back to the Javi Baez topic. There's also an interesting David Ross take that was thrown out by The Athletic. But I want to continue with some of the Scottie Pippen stuff, too, in the house. There's a couple of good tweets I'd like to read. Mm. One of my buddies texted me about this.
He's serious.
332-3776. We're back in 2 short minutes.